talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker, and also special thanks to the great Chris Isaac for our home theme song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to interior designer Paige Dick with Paige Designs, also Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds, Zach Plouth with Cabinet IQ, and also Andy Yajisic with Coastal Shield Windows. But joining us now is the brand new CEO of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Courtney Kutzman. How are you doing, Courtney?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me, Tim.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to have you. Courtney, why don't you take a minute and tell our listeners about yourself?
Sure thing. I moved here 3 years ago from Portland, Oregon. I was traveling back and forth working on magazines in Portland, but decided that I wanted to contribute to a business here locally in Charleston. I love Charleston. It felt like home immediately. So I did some research, and it didn't take me long before I found Charleston Home and Design and set my sights on joining the team. And then, as you know, Tim, we had a couple of meetings and some time went by, but we were able to come to an agreement to bring me on board as the CEO and co-owner, and best decision ever. We've had a wonderful first year and looking forward to many more.
Well, that's great. What was it that that initially attracted you?
So I've worked on magazines and in the magazine world for the better part of the last 15 years. And I've seen all types, worked on many different types of magazines. And my favorites that I've worked on were those that were aesthetically pleasing, that I could tell there was a great advertiser contributor, and the people that we featured were very much involved in the process. It was really clear to me that after reading a few different issues over time that we have a lot of clients that have been with us a long time, and I was so impressed by the design, editorial coverage, and just the clientele that was featured and how many local businesses are in the magazine. It was really great to see.
Well, we have a lot of home professionals that listen to Talking About a Home, the ones that maybe are not currently advertising with Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
We have so many clients that have been with us for so long, and we're doing so many things to develop the brand, elevate the brand, and really just keeping our partners in mind as we do that. The team does so much to support those that support us, and I just feel like the partnership, the partnerships continue to grow and evolve, and we'd love to meet with you and tell you about, you know, how we can support you and learn about what works best for you and how we can complement.
Yeah, and when you refer to supporting our partners, you're referring to everything that we do to support our advertisers. And part of that is all of the editorial within Charleston Home and Design Magazine is related to local projects that our advertisers undertake. And Our advertisers do great work, and we want to write about them. We want to spread the word about them to the public, so they can give them a call. And as part of that, our brand new issue, our brand new spring 2026 issue, has Carrie Morey, who's the Charleston entrepreneur of Callie's Hot Little Biscuit, on our cover. And she invited us into her old village home. And so we've got a great, and she, Carrie Morey, happens to be the only cover star who has been on two separate covers. She was, we featured her in 2015, 2016 at a different house that she owned at the time in the old village. And then we, I noticed that she had moved to a new place, and we reached out to her. Thanks so much to Carrie Morey. She is going to be making an appearance at the spring 2026 Charleston Home and Design launch party, which is taking place this coming Tuesday, right?
Yes, Tuesday at Hunter Quinn from 6 to 8. That's Tuesday the 14th. It's going to be a wonderful party, garden party themed, so wear your best Charleston florals and join us to meet Carrie. She is incredible. She's so wonderful to talk to, and we are so happy to tell her story and to showcase her beautiful home in the magazine, and we can't wait to celebrate her on Tuesday. It's going to be a really great night.
Yeah, and the our spring launch party is taking place at the Hunter Quinn Homes headquarters, located at 852 Low Country Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And so, and this is one of the rare launch parties. They're usually invite only, but this one is open to the public, right?
That's right.
So we'll have free beer and wine seltzers, and lots of great food, including some of Callie's Hot Little Biscuits that will be served as well. So, if you didn't happen to get an invitation to our launch party, you can certainly stop by our launch party next Tuesday, April 14th, at 852 Low Country Boulevard in Mount Pleasant at the Hunter Quinn Homes headquarters. So definitely check that out. And I did mention our brand new issue, which is out and available for you to pick up. It has a lot of great features, and our spring issue is always our we focus on bathrooms and showcase different local bathrooms here in Charleston, and so bathroom projects. So you definitely want to pick that up. And then we also have a really unique wallpaper feature as well, which features showcases a lot of the most popular wallpaper selections by some of the best interior designers in town. So, and then our other feature that we have is we take you inside Woodhouse Spa's newest location on Wentworth Street downtown. So pick it up. It is free, but it's very, very valuable. So you'll get lots of great ideas. And the best thing is we list all of the advertisers in our stories, so that you can look at the projects and go, wow, that looks really good. And you know exactly who to call, which is great. Well, we hope you have a good weekend. And thanks so much, Courtney, for joining us for today's show. And now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How are you doing, Judge?
Great. How are you, Tim?
Good. Judge, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Best Buy Blinds.
Well, Best Buy Blinds has been serving the Lowcountry since 2003, or I've owned it since then. We do all types of interior window treatments for residential and commercial clients.
All right, very good. And Best Buy Blinds, you have owned the company since 2003, so that's 23 years in business. And
yep.
And Best Buy Blinds was around before you bought the business too.
That's correct. Yeah.
What
like 97. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say your secret to success is?
I think it's just, following the trends, closely and taking care of our clients and just keep showing up. And if there are issues, whatever, we just keep showing up and until everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, and when you say showing up, you mean basically whatever it takes to make the customer happy?
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, we, certainly go up front and try to lay out all the, each application has some kind of compromise. And so you try to lay out all the things someone might object to, up front. And then, but when you actually get them in the windows, things, weren't the way that they thought they would be. And so we just continue to work with people till we get everybody happy with what the application or what application is that they need.
Gotcha. Does Best Buy Blinds, do you bring the samples to the homeowner so they can see them in their own light in their own home?
That's correct. That's mostly what we do. We do have a small showroom in Mount Pleasant at 1514 Mathis Ferry Road. But most of our latest and greatest sales samples are in our sales vans, and we take them out to your house and show you them there. We can often order samples for you to have and help you pick out your furniture and other things while you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what's real popular these days?
A lot of it is motorization and roller shades and woven wood Roman shades are probably kind of the newest categories that are getting larger. But our plantation shutters, had been 50% of our business for a long time, and 50 to 60%, and it probably dropped down to 40% in the last few years. But it's really made a big pickup here in the last certainly few months. And we're still seeing lots of kind of a modern look to the shutter with a hidden tilt or large panels and large louvers. We've also seen a movement towards some more classic looking shutters, traditional looking shutters with smaller louvers and the hidden and the front, plantation looking tilt rod. So it's kind of a mix there, but definitely shutters are coming on. Another big category is the woven wood Roman shades that allows you to bring texture to the room and different colors, and allows you to get the shade up out of the way so you have a full open window, which is popular here in the Lowcountry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, those can be motorized, as well as simple roller shades are motorized. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing more like dual rollers, where it's a blackout shade is one of the shades, and then like a solar shade or a light filtering shade is the other shade. So you can have, multiple looks to your windows.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. The roller shades, those sound kind of basic, but how do they look when they're installed?
Well, they're a very clean, modern look. They can go up into a 4-inch box, or you can build a pocket for them to slide up in there where they're completely unseen at all. If you're dealing with a new build or remodel or something. But they come in their own kind of valance cassette type thing that's fairly low profile, and then they come down nice and clean. If you can do them cordless or something rather than motorized too, and they're not the old style cordless where you kind of tug on it and it kind of spring loads up. You just pull it down wherever you stop, it stays there. Push it up wherever you stop, it stays there. Mm. So it's a much more modern functional application now.
I think I've seen those in hotel rooms too.
Yeah, they're popular there because they're durable and functional.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And back to the plantation shutters. What type of material is the plantation shutters that Best Buy Blind sells made of?
Mostly, we sell a solid PVC shutter that we've been selling since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
We also, in some applications, will sell a wood shutter if we're doing particularly large panels or we're doing a stain. But otherwise, it's a solid PVC shutter that we paint. They're painted shutters. They're not like the vinyl feel type shutters. They look virtually identical to the wood shutters that we do.
And the fact that they're made out of PVC, does that help with preventing, you know, we live in a humid climate here, like warping or anything like that that you might find with wood shutters?
Yeah, absolutely. We even if you were doing wood shutters throughout the house, we would often suggest you do a poly shutter in the bathroom or somewhere where there's a lot of steam or humidity. Mm. But we take these poly shutters and we paint them with an outdoor paint. We put them outdoors on porches and things like that. So they're just a lot more durable than even the wood.
Nice.
Wood shutters.
And do they come in a specific color or do you have options?
We have about 10 stock colors, but we can paint it any color you want. There's a fee for doing a custom match color, but we can do that as well.
Okay, gotcha. And you were mentioning some of the smaller louver plantation shutters. Those are the kind that, believe it or not, you see down on the Battery, right? Like those are the old kind of plantation shutters.
Yeah. The old like small 1¼-inch louvered shutters, we're not seeing that, at least at this point, but we're seeing like the smaller plantation shutter, like a 2.5-inch louver.
Okay.
The front tilt. And yes, of course, we're doing it downtown, and we're doing it downtown Somerville and some of the more traditional areas, but we're also doing it throughout the Lowcountry. People are particularly cottage style houses with more medium to small size windows, they're choosing to go with a little more traditional look.
Yeah, we have plantain shutters at our house, and I think they cross. They can be in a traditional style home or a modern style home. They go in both, right?
That's right. I don't know. 10 years ago, it was mostly traditional types that we were doing, but in the last 5 years, everybody was doing more modern, but I'm seeing a little bit of a kickback towards the traditional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they have a great look from the street as well.
Yes. Real estate agents like them.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Talk about, motorization because, for an older person like me, I think, if you add technology, it's just going to complicate things, but do you have any problems with the window treatments that are motorized?
I would say the last 5 years, the biggest change is very good rechargeable batteries. And so the rechargeable batteries are lasting at least 9 months to, a year and maybe a little bit more, depending on how much they get used. And then they have all the different manufacturers have we have a few favorites, but everybody's kind of headed the same direction, have made it very easy to recharge them, either with like a cord that you plug into it or often like a wand. You can charge the wand up and then just go attach the wand to the shade and recharge it. Now, the best situation would be if you can run low voltage wires to the windows, in a remodel or a new build situation, and then you don't have to worry about batteries at all other than remotes.
So if your walls are open or if they're going to be opened, it's better to run low voltage wiring to power those motorized shades.
That's right. And we can work with the electricians in identifying the correct wires and where the wires need to go. And they usually will go to a central location where we provide transformers to plug those in and get power to those shades. Mm-hmm. And then you don't worry about anything at that point.
Well, that's great. Well,
it's powering.
How can, that's a big convenience too. I would think some people are like, I don't want you to have to rip open my walls to run wiring or anything like that. So having the battery option.
I think the rechargeable battery has made that, less of an issue.
That's good.
Rather than, coming back with, 100 batteries with every year.
And then,
but,
And then everything can be those motorized shades, they can be powered by your phone, and you can if you're out of town, yeah, you can open your windows to give that your house a lived-in look.
All the motor companies have apps now that you can control it with that, or you can connect it to your home assistant, the Google or Apple Home Assistant, where you can control them that way as well.
Nice. Well, you're making me want motorized shades now.
Yeah.
The way that sounds. We do. Well, how can folks get in touch with Best Buy Blinds?
Well, like I said earlier, we're at 1514 Mathis Ferry Road in Mount Pleasant. Our phone number is 843-884-3454, which you can call or text that number. And then our website is bestbuyblindsinc.com.
All right. And you can always find Best Buy Blinds within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Zach Fouth with Cabinet IQ. How you doing, Zach?
Hey, Tim. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Zach, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Cabinet IQ.
Yeah, so Cabinet IQ, so it's a, we're located here in Charleston, so we have, kind of access to the greater Charleston area. We're located right off Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And so kind of how Cabinet IQ came about was, so it's originated out of Austin, Texas, and there's over 60 locations now within the U.S. And so the reason why Cabinet IQ was originally started, so the founder, Michael Hartel, was a custom home builder in the Texas area in Austin. And he kept running into issues with the cabinet companies that he was using, whether it would be manufacturing issues, selection issues, pricing. And so he decided to just start Cabinet IQ and grow it into a franchise. And so he did that because he wanted to make sure that customers were getting, great materials. So all the materials that we actually use, all the brands we have are U.S. brands. So everything is manufactured and sourced in the U.S. And then also that, that leads to getting great prices, right? We're not getting things from overseas. We are able to use, local vendors, areas like North Carolina, Missouri, Tennessee is where we get a lot of our material from. And just providing a true, comprehensive overall package to the client. So starting at design and selection to full build out of the kitchen, installation, kind of just a full scope for the client to get a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So a homeowner is interested in remodeling their kitchen. What exactly can Cabinet IQ help a homeowner with in terms of the different parts of the kitchen?
Yeah, so basically we could help the homeowner from, from the very first day, that from their first thoughts of hey, maybe do I want to move forward with this? What's it going to take? So we can help them figure out a full scope of, hey, here's every aspect that's going to go into remodeling your kitchen and getting it the way that you want it to be. We have multiple other trade partners that we work with, whether it's contractors, we need to take walls down, put support beams in, electricians, plumbers, everybody like that, tile guys that we can suggest to kind of get a full scope for the client before even starting, say, hey, here's what your cost is going to be, here's going to be your benefit. And so we can, get them their full plan together before they even start.
I gotcha. And Cabinet IQ, obviously you folks will be providing the cabinetry and you're going to create a design for the homeowner for their newly remodeled kitchen.
Correct. Yeah. So we provide cabinets, countertops, and installation. So, kind of first stop would be what we like to do is have the homeowner or the client that we're working with come into the showroom and see kind of the breadth of what products we have. So they can look at different door styles, colors, finishes, everything like that. They can look at different countertop options. We offer quartz, quartzite, granite, marble. We also work with a lot of local stone yards to get some of the more exotic stones as well. So from that point, it would go into the design phase where one of our team members will go out to the client's home, do a full measure of the area, get all the dimensions that we would need, and then we create the design package with floor plans, 2D renders, and 3D renders as well.
Mm. Nice. So the homeowner doesn't have to come up with a plan. They just know that they want a different kitchen, and Cabinet IQ can create the design and then start the process.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's really it's the process is really hand in hand with the homeowner or client, because you know they're living in their home every day, and so we want to understand, you know, how they're using their kitchen, who's using the kitchen, what's kind of lacking, what do they need, and you know we kind of go through the design process hand in hand with the client to figure out, hey, how do we optimize what you have to give you, you know, the exact end experience.
And Cabinet IQ is a franchise, and Zach, why did you decide to become a franchisee with the Cabinet IQ brand?
Yeah, so my family's been in construction since the early 50s, so I've grown up with it. I've seen my grandfather in construction, my father, and then myself. I was flipping houses for years, and it was always my favorite part was when I was doing like the kitchens, the bathrooms, because they always made the most impact, right? You can make a huge change with flooring and cabinetry and countertops. And so that's how I ended up getting into, purchasing a Cabinet IQ franchise here in Charleston.
Gotcha. And what would you say the advantages of working with a franchise owner like you for Cabinet IQ versus someone who might be fabricating cabinets themselves?
Yes. So we have a really large presence now. Because like I said, we have over 60 locations, Cabinet IQ does, within the U.S. And so we have really good relationships with all the brands that we have. So we carry 9 different brands of cabinetry currently. And they've been vetted out over years and years and years to make sure that, you know, we are working with some of the best cabinet companies in industry, from as far as product that they're producing, quality, different options, as well as far as, you know, any kind of accessories that want to be added in. So we have a really good reach on getting with, you know, some of the best product within the U.S. as well as pricing. Since we have such a large presence, we have some pretty good pricing structures that we can get some really good deals on cabinetry as well, since we are, you know, working nationally with these brands.
Gotcha. And what styles of cabinet doors are really popular these days?
You know, so it's kind of, there's almost like two ends. So there's two major ones, or three major, would be like a framed cabinet, a frameless cabinet, and an inset. And what's really interesting about the Charleston area is different areas within Charleston like these different, the three different options. So if you're downtown in the more historic area, the inset option is what people tend to go to. It's very traditional. It's very, it fits the feel of downtown Charleston. Once you get to the more residential areas, the neighborhoods, people are going with the frame cabinet. It's traditional, but it's elevated. It gives you good storage options. And then you also have certain areas, you know, maybe in some of the beach towns, where people like to go a little bit more modern. And that's where you'll see the frameless cabinets. So you get even more storage out of those. You get less lines. Everything looks more customly built in with those, which is a great option. A little bit more sleek, modern look.
Well, that's great. How about countertop options?
So countertop options, there's basically you go with a man-made quartz, which has really come a long way. It used to look, you know, a little, not, you could tell it was not real. Nowadays, there's so many options where you can't even really tell that it's not a real stone. And what's great about quartz is it's more durable. So it is more like heat tolerant, scratch tolerant, needs less maintenance on it. But then, you know, natural stone always can be very popular. I personally prefer a natural stone in my homes, just because I like the beauty of stone that comes naturally from the earth. So you see people that like both things for both reasons. Maybe families go for quartz because of it doesn't stain, so they don't have to worry about, you know, kids and everything like that. And then you'll see people who are maybe looking for more of an aesthetic, more elegant feel, and they'll go with a natural stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed a lot of interior designers choosing quartz material because if they want the kitchen counters to have the look of marble, no problem. But you won't have the staining or the potential cutting. Occasionally you might not have a cutting board. You might be cutting up some vegetables on the countertop, and that can cut right into the marble, which is a softer material, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, marble is something you have to be very careful with. And there's also, you know, from an educational standpoint, there's a hard marble and a soft marble. So soft marble, you will have, be much more prone to staining, to chipping. Hard marbles, you'll be a little bit more resistant to that. But like you're saying, a lot of designers who are working with families, they are looking towards that quartz because you can get the natural look and you get the durability out of it as well.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information? One last question I wanted to ask you. Does Cabinet IQ, do you work strictly with homeowners, or what about commercial jobs like doctor's offices and things like that, or directly with builders?
Yep. So we work with everybody. So whether it's a homeowner, a contractor, builder, commercial, residential, we work with, we have products that could fit every kind of need. And then we've worked with, you know, all different facets before as well.
Nice. Okay. Well, how can folks get more information about Cabinet IQ?
Yeah. I mean, they can visit our website, which would be cabinetiq.com, or they can give me a call at 843-256-8382, or always welcome to come into our showroom over at 2500 Clements Ferry Road. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And then on Saturdays as well from 9 to 1, or by appointment is always definitely encouraged.
And you can always find Cabinet IQ within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Zach Fouth with Cabinet IQ. Thanks so much, Zach.
Hey, Tim. Thank you very much. Good talking with you.
Now we're talking with Andy Yajicic with Coastal Shield Windows. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Andy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Coastal Shield Windows.
Yeah, so when I started this company, we identified the need of a local remodeling company that specializes just in windows and doors, and it's somewhere in between the big spreadsheet Goliaths and the Chuck in a Trucks. And that's where I come in. We're a family-operated local company, and we specialize in windows and doors for the climate that we live in.
Gotcha. And what are some of the telltale signs that people have noticed that they need to replace those windows and doors?
So I tell people windows are wants. A lot of times, unless the glass is broken, or there's just a variety of needs that people have, and my job is to basically solve their complaints. So glass replacement can get done by somebody much more affordably and faster than me. But if you hate the glass, if you don't like the color, if you want better screens, if they don't open, then that's something that I can, you know, provide a solution for.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And one of the motivations for replacing your windows, even if they're not broken, as you mentioned, is to maybe save money on energy. And what types of windows and doors does Coastal Shield Window provide homeowners, and are there energy savings that'll come with replacing those windows?
Yeah, so glass technology has changed leaps and bounds over the last 30 years since the time when most of these Mount Pleasant homes were built. The majority of houses that we see in Mount Pleasant have aluminum, skinny aluminum frames, and they're not energy efficient. The glass is really narrow as well, and it's weak. So
like one pane, right?
Well, yeah, one pane if it's an old wood window, but a lot of times the aluminum windows have two panes.
Okay.
And if anybody gives you a number or an exact percentage, they don't know how you live your life. A lot of it depends on, do you have LED bulbs or what temperature you keep it on, or do you open windows in general? But if you're going from a single pane of glass to new glass technology, I bet that you could save about 30%. But again, it kind of just depends on, you know, what temperature we keep it at and all that.
Right.
But yeah, it's one of the big motivators that people do, is just the energy savings plus the leaks. The biggest comment I get after a project's complete is just the draftiness is gone. And that's something that just goes to the overall comfort that you have in your home.
Right. So if you how old typically are the windows that Coastal Shield Windows is finding that when you're replacing those windows, how old are the windows typically?
Probably about 30 years. That's kind of the run of it. I've replaced windows that were 2 years old just because they were installed improperly. But 30 years old is probably the average. I think a lot of the houses in Mount Pleasant were built around the 90s.
And you've mentioned Mount Pleasant twice. Does Coastal Shield Windows only work in Mount Pleasant?
I don't. I went up to Somerville yesterday, but I live in Mount Pleasant, and it just seems where the big majority of my business is. Mm-hmm. But no, we go down to Edisto. I go up to Myrtle Beach. Do a 100-mile radius, basically.
Gotcha. So if your house is 30 years or older and you have those original windows, then you're probably a good candidate for replacing those windows. And then I always like kind of two for one. If I see something that I'm getting an added value for it, and I already have a need, it sort of makes sense to do it. And what I'm referring to is like you mentioned impact rated windows that Coastal Shield windows can provide. What are impact rated windows, and what's the benefit to homeowners?
Right. So anytime you touch part of the fenestration of your house, which is the windows and doors, you have to come up to code. And there's two parts to the code in Charleston County and the outlying coastal regions. It's a wind rating, or everything has to meet DP50. DP stands for design pressure. 50 is a plus or minus of 50 pounds per square foot. That means a pushing and a sucking of air, because even in hurricanes, we have tornadoes that suck the windows out of the house. So you have to have a DP50 window, and that suffices for the air pressure part. The other part is the windborne debris. What is that wind blowing? And this is more for your neighbor's roof ripping off, and you have this debris flying at your house. A mailbox coming from across the street. It could be a trampoline from 10 blocks over. Anytime that glass breaks, all that air is going to rush into the house. It's going to build up this amount of pressure, and it's going to rip your roof off. And that's why people refer to impact windows as being hurricane windows. Impact is just referencing the glass. It's impact rated. And the gold standard for impact glass is going to be called a Class D missile license. It's where they take a 2x4 that's 8 foot tall. They shoot it at the window at 35 miles an hour. It has to hit the same spot twice and a third spot, and it won't penetrate the envelope of the home. So you can watch that hurricane with a cup of coffee. It also stops a lot of the noise that comes with it. So fireworks, it's going to rest your pets at ease. The howling of the wind during hurricanes is going to be muted. You're not going to hear weed whackers or blowers, dogs barking, people talking. It's just going to make the house a lot more insulated with sound.
Yeah, and I've always mentioned that impact rated windows, besides being protected from hurricanes and unnamed storms, we have those. Sometimes they're more serious than some of the named storms that end up missing Charleston. But the other thing is you've got 24/7 security on your house, because if somebody wanted to break through one of the Coastal Shield windows that's been replaced with impact rated glass, how many swings of an axe or a hammer are they going to have to break through that glass?
They're going to need to pack a lunch, because they're not getting through. Call the fire department, and even then they'll get frustrated. You're better off just kicking a door in. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Security is a huge benefit. It's going to keep an honest person more honest, right? Just because when someone tries to break in through that glass, they're going to turn around. Mm-hmm. They're not going to waste their time.
Right.
Another benefit is, if you do all the windows and doors in the house, you'll typically get a savings on your insurance. Mm-hmm. And I always advise people to talk to your agent about that.
Right. And why is that?
Yeah. Because it's going to make the house more safe. It's going to make it more indestructible. Your house is going to be more of a fortress. It's nice. It doesn't apply when you put up the bolts and the plywood, because what if you're out of town? What if you're sick and you can't put up the bolts or the boards? What if you hire someone to put them up and a big hurricane comes through and you can't find that person to take them down and you're living in the dark? There's just a lot of benefits that impact glass provides people.
Yeah. And if you don't have any protection for your windows today, first of all, your house is out of code. It's not meeting current code. And secondly, you're very vulnerable, and so, you know, you that may make you decide, well, maybe I'll buy some shutters, or maybe I'll just go the most inexpensive route, which you mentioned before, which is to buy plywood. And the plywood is supposed to be pre-cut to the size of the window. Each of those pieces of plywood are labeled for each window, and you have to put in the anchors in order to put those the pieces of plywood up. And if anybody has lifted a piece of plywood, it can be heavy, especially if you're going up on a ladder, if you're trying to protect those second story windows. And so then again, as a homeowner, you might say to yourself, well, I've got older windows and I don't have any hurricane protection, so maybe I should call Coastal Shield Windows and get those impact rated windows. And I'm kind of getting a two for one. I'm getting new windows. It'll be more energy efficient, and I'll be protected by from hurricanes and security 24/7.
Yeah. Plus, you don't have to store the plywood, or once you find it, has it disintegrated? But there's all kinds of benefits to replacing windows and doors. It could be your view. It could. I mean, I remember I changed a door from an in-swing door to an outswing door. And it was just such a small change, but the family just felt like it was the biggest change in the whole house after replacing all the windows and the door.
Right.
So yeah, it's just talking things out in the initial consultation, me just giving options. I've been doing this about 15 years now. I've been doing windows in this market for 6. And there's just a lot of options that people just don't always think about. There's a balance of cost, function, and design. Mm-hmm. And it's my job to kind of ask you questions and recommend things to kind of figure out where you lie.
We're almost out of time, but what brands does Coastal Shield Windows install for windows?
Typically, if it's a white vinyl window, I'll use a brand called Viwinco. They're based out of Pennsylvania, and they distribute mostly to Florida. If you want an aluminum clad wood window, I use Sierra Pacific, but I'm not tied to any brand. It's really what your budget allows and the look that you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Shield Window?
Call my phone, call my cell, call the office, check us out online, coastalshieldwindow.com. Check out all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, the typical way you can find anybody. Just type it into Google, Coastal Shield Window.
All right. And you can always find Coastal Shield Window within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Andy Yajicic with Coastal Shield Window. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
And now we're talking with interior designer Paige Dick with Paige Designs. How are you doing, Paige?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Paige, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Paige Designs.
Yes. So I started my business 14 years ago. Prior to that, I was at the New York School of Interior Design, and I've been in Charleston for now 6 years.
Oh, that's great. And what types of services does Paige Design offer? What makes Paige Design services different from other interior design firms?
Yes, I offer many different services, typically full service design. And I think what makes my company different is that we like to come in from the beginning of a project. So we're not just picking pillows or paint colors, but we're really offering full service from the beginning to the very end.
Okay.
So that usually involves new construction or home renovations or additions.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at some notes from the pre-interview, and you, Paige Designs doesn't just pick paint colors or furniture. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So we like to come in and create floor plans and really understand the client and how they live. So the reason why it's so helpful to get in on early on the project is just so that we can figure out what the way they live and how they like to use their space. And so I think, you know, it's anything from creating the finishes, the layouts. We provide custom furniture and lighting, and really every layer is intentional. So they always appreciate having that from the get-go.
Gotcha. And why is it important for a homeowner to use an interior designer like Paige Dick with Paige Designs?
Well, I've often heard that they have thanked me in the end, just realizing that they would have made many mistakes that are end up being quite costly. So by having a designer that understands scale and proportion, they realize that that is worth the money. And in the end, they're really happy with the results. So for example, maybe they wouldn't think about doing wall sconces on the sides of a beautiful piece of art. That might be a missed opportunity. So those are the little details that I make sure to keep in mind and suggest prior to installation day.
Has Paige Designs, and by the way, Paige is spelled P-A-I-G-E, just like the normal name.
Yes, that's correct.
Has Paige Designs ever come into a project that's well underway and the homeowner thought they could pick out all their lighting and furniture and countertops and cabinetry and colors and things like that by themselves, but realized they were over their heads?
Definitely. I mean, now that I've been in business for so long, there's been several different scenarios. And, you know, you might not always find out the full story, as far as if they wish they would have hired me on sooner. But I think I love feedback, and at the end of a project, I usually get the reviews back, and they always are thankful that they've hired me in the beginning of the project. Mm-hmm. So if you're building or if you're about to do a renovation, it would be a good time to reach out to a designer, in my opinion, rather than waiting.
Yeah. Anyone who has ever used an interior designer will never do a project again without an interior designer.
Exactly. Right.
They're so helpful. And
absolutely.
And why is full service design so important to a homeowner?
Well, I think it's just understanding flow. So there's so many different items that you're purchasing. So a designer can really understand the way each space will come together. So that might be with color or a lighting theme. But if you start early and have an overall plan, then you will make sure that it all flows and comes together nicely.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And talk about custom furniture. Why does custom furniture matter to a homeowner?
So I think now more than ever, now that a lot of people have access to Instagram and Pinterest, it's just really nice to have custom pieces that you wouldn't necessarily see at your neighbor's house. So I just think that people that really truly want to invest in nice furniture, they would want it to be custom. So one example of that would be maybe you're doing a little kitchen nook and you want to have a custom bench where you're able to get a cushion and specifically designed for that piece. Or even I've done banquettes where there's a custom sofa on one side and custom chairs with matching fabrics. That's another area of a custom piece of furniture. So like I said, you just wouldn't see it in your neighbor's house, and it would be unique to your home.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an occasion where a homeowner has ordered a piece of furniture and it's either too big or too small? It looked different to them online, but once they got it there, it just didn't fit in the space?
I can't even tell you how many times that has happened. That's happened so many times. And they'll say, oh, I wish I would have hired you for this. And one example that comes to mind, a homeowner bought a sectional and two chairs. It was really oversized, but it didn't look that big in the showroom because, of course, the scale is different. And then they brought it home, and the installation day came, and I mean, it just looked so crowded and awkward. It just didn't flow. So that, you know, those are the mistakes that I can help my clients avoid. So that's really where the true value comes in.
Sure. Sure. And, and, you know, for homeowners, they know that there's an expense involved with hiring an interior designer, but, all it takes is one mistake and it's going to cost that homeowner. And some homeowners, you know, they're going to stick with it. They bought it and they own it. And I can think of like my aunt and uncle, they really wanted an island in their kitchen. And so they bought an island. My uncle put it together. And when you were in the island or in the kitchen, you had about 2 feet of space between the countertop and the island. You got a feeling like it felt claustrophobic and it wasn't very functional, but you know, they'd already made paid the price and they were going to live with it. And that's terrible to have to live with a mistake like that. You get used to suffering, I guess.
Every day you walk in that space, you would regret it. You'd be like, why didn't I change that for sure? And then also companies have really high restocking fees. So if you have a large sectional, for example, coming into your home and you call them to return it. I mean, it's not like a piece of clothing where you can easily go back and return it. It just furniture is very costly to ship, so there's always heavy restocking fees, and we've all dealt with marketplace. It's hard to sell furniture that's already you know, they assume it's already used, so
right,
that's pretty difficult
right
to do.
Just that one mistake would have paid for the services of an interior designer, so just I want our listeners to think about that. Talk about window treatments and wallpaper and how page designs can help homeowners there.
Yes, I love fabric. I love wallpaper. I really feel like those are the elements that elevate a space. So sometimes if you paint a home and you can get creative with paint, such as painting the trim a different color than the walls, that's fine. But I really do think that wallpaper along with window treatments really elevates the space. It gives you that extra layer. And you can customize the fabric from your window treatments and have the same custom pillows. So that's what gives you the designer look that you just can't buy at a store.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And best of all, when you're working with an interior designer like Paige Dick with Paige Designs, you kind of can, you're part of the decision making process, but the pressure is not on you. You allow Paige Designs to give you the options and narrow down all the choices so that it can be very, very overwhelming having to pick out items for whether it's a new construction home or even a remodel, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's endless decisions. I typically bring clients to my design studio where I've already pre-selected fabrics and wallpapers that work well, and they flow throughout the home so that you don't have one random fabric that doesn't blend well with the other rooms. So I think about all those details very carefully in advance for you. And like you said, I still allow the customer to pick their favorite options so that, you know, they feel like they're a part of the process, which is really fun. And I really enjoy it. I really enjoy working with my clients, and it doesn't feel like work to me. So that's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can Paige Designs help homeowners with if someone is remodeling their kitchen or bathroom?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We take, we visit showrooms, my favorite showrooms locally, and we'll pick out the cabinetry and lighting and plumbing fixtures, hardware. So, you know, you're able to step into various showrooms and see firsthand in person what your cabinetry will look like. I help create the layout and we do all the measuring. So it's really full service design for mm-hmm. kitchen and bath.
And who is the ideal customer for page designs? You obviously want to find, a homeowner wants to find the right designer for them, and I would imagine the interior designer wants to find the right customer for yourself as well.
Yes, for sure. I feel like typically I've been working lately with busy professionals that really want to trust in the designer and let me handle all the work behind the scenes. That's because they're so busy with their lives. So I think my typical preferred client is someone that is a busy professional and they're willing to trust me into their home and just make it beautiful and functional. So mm-hmm. they're really happy in the end.
And by hiring an interior designer, they will come up with ideas that you never thought about. And that might be a little challenging to accept. And it might be a little out of your comfort zone, but in the long run, you're going to end up accepting all sorts of compliments, just like you do when you get your hair cut and everyone says, oh, your hair looks great. Yes. And you say, thank you. Like you had anything to do with it. You just sat there. But, and that's the thing. You don't want to go it alone. And, the small price to be involved with an interior designer like Page Designs, you'll save money in the long run, and, you'll love the project. The reality is, and the outcome of a project is never guaranteed, even though you've budgeted for it and you've decided I'm going to spend the money. You never want to be finished with a project where you have regrets, and you won't have regrets like that by working with an interior designer like Page Designs. And what's the next step? How can, if this appeals to some of our listeners, what's the next step that they should take to reach out to Page Designs?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram at Page Designs LLC, or my website, pagedesignsllc.com. And we, from there, would set up a initial consultation where we would meet in person. I would understand, I have a survey where we would discuss the homeowner's goals and walk the space. And after that, if it seems like a good fit, we would move forward with taking all the measurements and head into conceptual design.
Well, that's great. And what's the best way to reach out to Page Designs again?
Yes, Instagram at Page Designs LLC is my Instagram handle. My website is Page PAIGE Designs LLC.com.
All right, and you can always find Page Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. We've been talking with Paige, interior designer Paige Dick with Page Designs. Thanks so much, Paige.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.